You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 27th, 2022. We are live streaming at rumble.com. You can simply enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA, and you'll see a live button that takes you right into the studio. Glad to have you join us. Here's a story that I think bears reporting, not just for the facts of the story, but the source. According to this report, a Bank of America sponsored survey, by the way, 71% of employees are poor under the weight of Joe Biden's inflation. 71%. In Feb, it was less than 60%, about 58% actually. This sample of those who have 401k plans found that half of those sampled said they had taken measures to cope with Biden's soaring prices in the last 6 months. 62% said they are stressed about their personal finances despite being employed. Where do you stand? How about you and your family? Consumer prices are, of course, up 8.3% as of August. In June, inflation reached a 40-year high at 9.1%, just above August. Price of food jumping 0.7% compared to previous month. Over the past 12 months, grocery prices themselves up 13.5%. So when you look at how bad this story and situation is, this poll showing that 71% of employees are poor under the weight of Joe Biden's inflation was revealed by CNN. That's right. They put it right in your face that CNN reports you're suffering more, aren't you? Well, we know that. We know that the Biden administration wants you to suffer. They want you to suffer so you go out and buy an electric car, which will make you suffer more. And if you can't do it, then you're not going to have any way to get around, right? And then Biden the other day says, hey, there's states that have, some states have gas less than $3 a gallon. Where? You're not going to find it. He's just mouthing off again. In the meantime, you also heard the report on Network News that the average American has lost about $4,000 in earnings and buying power with this inflation that we're dealing with at this point. And it's not going to get any better. You have it? You understand it? It's not going to get better with the folks that are in charge. In the meantime, illegals being sent up to New York City and D.C., and of course Martha's Vineyard causing so much distress. Now the New York City mayor says, I'm going to need $500,000 for housing to take care of illegals and others coming in here. $500,000. You could send that to the border counties, maybe help them out. I don't see that happening with this administration. In the meantime, U.S. officials and representatives of more than a dozen countries in the Western Hemisphere have been having what they call a Summit of the Americas, and they're extending it. They're going to plan on meeting with 19 different countries and try to iron out some kind of general mass migration. Oh, that sounds like that's going to be really helpful to Americans already suffering, doesn't it? Senator Bernie Sanders says, I haven't decided yet whether I'm going to make another bid for the White House. He said, that's big, you know. I haven't made that decision. He was also asked, well, what do you think about Biden rerunning? And Sanders insisted, well, that's his decision. Well, you're correct. I won't disagree with you. The Pacific Legal Foundation filing a lawsuit against the Department of Education because of its new student loan cancellation policy. So that's the first organization to challenge the Biden administration to forgive up to $20,000 in student debt per borrower. The suit says it's flagrantly illegal for the executive branch to create a $500 billion program by press release, which is exactly what they did. Mayor Jim Kennedy's Democrat-run Philadelphia witnessing 750 shootings just during the summer, this last summer. There's another blue city that's doing great on crime, isn't it? And Democrat Katie Porter of California bashing her local police department in Irvine, saying her police department is a disgrace. She admits it's a disgrace. Why? Well, they arrested a man she lives with for allegedly assaulting one of her protesters. And says police shouldn't have arrested him. It's all in the eye of the one at that end, isn't it? Stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Now, of course, we've seen the memo from your own Justice Department advising state and local and other prosecutors about all of the different federal causes of action that they can bring against parents that are not about violence. They're about harassment and intimidation. I'm looking here at this memo. It identifies no fewer than 13 possible federal crimes involving harassment and intimidation, including making annoying phone calls.
Wow. You could be charged by the feds for making an annoying phone call to a school board member, or at least if they say it's annoying them? Yes, you could, judging by that memo. That was Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, and he was addressing the remarks to Attorney General Merrick Garland. You recall that Garland worked with school boards and the White House to draft a plan to deal with terrorists at school board meetings. But of course, later he said, "Well, I'm not calling the parents terrorist, but if they get violent," well, that's an entirely different situation. Calling with obnoxious phone calls, that's now considered the rise to the level of a, quote, terrorist threat. Well, of course, Garland wants to refute that. Anything they put into a memo, he either doesn't know about, or he denies, or says, well, you're misinterpreting and not reading it correctly. This is part of Garland's appearance in front of Congress as they were again going over everything this government is doing to weaponize our Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Justice, and IRS, and any other federal agency they choose to weaponize against anyone that does not follow the dictate from the Democrat leadership, usually the progressive leadership, and by that you notice I did not say from the White House, because I don't think the White House has any authority anymore, the way this is going down. Now, a member of the White House team apparently helped the school board, a national school association representing several schools, draft this memo that was presented back in October of 2021. And the memo directed the FBI to meet with state and local leaders to discuss strategies for addressing the recent spike in physical assaults, threats, harassment reported by school board members around the country, because there were heated debates, obviously, over COVID-19 policies, lessons on critical race theory, and, of course, the push to have your kids exposed to transgender surgery issues. And parents were speaking out against that and said, not with my child. Now, not every school board of the nation is part of the association that asked for the memo. And there are some that probably would go along with it, but they're trying to remain silent. They think if I'm quiet enough, I don't draw attention, we just continue to do as we've been doing. And there are cases where school boards are directly challenged about what they're teaching, and they either, we didn't know that was going on. When you know, they have to know. And if they don't know, they should know. And if they have to know and should know and they didn't know, then they shouldn't be on the school board. School boards used to be something that, you know, it was important, obviously, always been important. But I don't think anyone really sat around, except for those who are looking to create this division, to sit around and decide, how can we change the world? Let's get to the kids and turn them against their parents and indoctrinate them. Not educate, but indoctrinate. So again, let's go back to the hearing as Senator Josh Hawley is addressing Attorney General Garland, and you heard him say that memo shows that even making annoying phone calls, and let's pick that issue up.
Making annoying phone calls. Do you think a parent who makes a phone call to a school board member that she has elected, that school board member deems annoying, should be prosecuted, General Garland?
No, I don't. And the Supreme Court has made quite clear that the word intimidation with respect to the constitutional protection is one that directs a threat to a person with the intent of placing the victim in fear of bodily harm or death. Prosecutors who investigate these cases know the Supreme Court's. This is a very famous leading case.
Prosecutors do, but parents don't, General Garland. Do you think that a parent who looks at the 13 different federal crimes that your Justice Department has identified they might be subject to and prosecuted for, like making annoying phone calls, do you think that they're going to feel that they're welcome to speak up at a school board meeting?
Let me answer that for him, Senator. Let me answer that. And the answer is no. See, this is a chilling effect. You put the threat out there, parents say, you know, I don't like the way things are going, but I'm going to keep an eye on my kid, or I'm just going to bring my kid home for homeschooling, or move them to another school district or something of that nature if they have the option. Nobody wants to get in the sights of this weaponized DOJ and FBI at this point. And inside the ranks of the FBI and the DOJ, there are members who have some real second thoughts about this, but they got their career hanging in the balance. Not only the money and the position they're making now, but they want to move up and have a higher position, which also affects their retirement income. And they try maybe to go along to get along the best they can. But I would imagine there are some agents caught in the middle because they've got kids in school too, and they're worried about their kids. They should be. And they also know that making an annoying phone call is not a federal crime, and that should not be investigated by the FBI. The fact that the FBI shows up at your door is frightening enough to people. And then we had this case the other day where the FBI went to the home of this free choice advocate and accused him of trying to assault a man outside an abortion clinic. Well, it had been going on for some time, and he had apparently agreed that he'd turn himself in, and they were kind of going back and forth. Next thing you know, the FBI agents show up at the front door. Now, the FBI insists it was not a SWAT team, but they also acknowledge, yeah, they all had guns out when they opened the door because they didn't know what to expect. And his kids were in there, and they all saw it, and they got frightened. His wife got frightened. Not just chilling, it's what can we do to scare the daylights out of you, which is what they were doing. Now, again, Senator Hawley has this memo that outlines some things that your attorney general, and I say your attorney general, not mine. Yeah, he is. He's mine too. We got to have him until we get rid of him, which is the next step. But when Senator Hawley starts outlining this memo, mealy-mouthed God, I don't know, I don't see all that, I don't know. Oh, you got to listen to this.
They could be prosecuted for using the internet, I guess that would be Facebook, in a way that might cause emotional distress to a victim. Is that a crime of violence?
Senator, I haven't seen the memo that you're
talking
about.
You?
And I don't, even from the description, it doesn't sound like it was addressed to parents. But if you
No, it wasn't addressed to parents. It was addressed to prosecutors. That's the problem. Why haven't you seen the memo?
I don't know why I haven't. I don't look at every. I do not get every memo that every U.S. attorney sends out. But if you're
wait a minute. I just want to be sure I understand this. This is a memorandum that collects 13 different federal crimes parents could be charged with. It has United States Department of Justice on the top of it, and you're telling me you haven't seen it?
Who's the memo from, Senator?
The United States Department of Justice, United States Attorney for the District of Montana.
I have not seen a memo from the District of Montana.
Not high enough priority for you?
Yeah, that's a good question, right? And I will tell you this, if it was written by the U.S. Justice Department in Montana, it was also written by others. And in fact, it may not have even originated from Montana. I doubt it did. It had to come from the Justice Department. That would be, let me see, who's in charge of the, let me think about this. Who's the attorney, who would be in charge of the Justice Department? Well, that'd be Attorney General. That guy, I can think of his initials. MG, not like the car. Oh, Merrick Garland, the same guy that Hawley is questioning. He is the Attorney General for the Department of Justice. When he says, I didn't see it, I don't see everything, I know he doesn't see everything. He doesn't know everything. But if it's going to be that kind of information shared between agencies, including the FBI, look for this if you're attending a school board meeting or you get any reports of a parent making an annoying phone call, if a school board member says they've been doing that, or maybe they've been saying something nasty about me on their Facebook account, maybe we should go investigate. Do you not think that would shut down dissent and scare a lot of people? It would. Now, yes, there are those who say, hell no, it's not going to stop me. I'm going to escalate. Now, not to violence, not even in verbiage, but I'm not stopping. I'm going to make my voice heard. I thank God daily that I have this program so I can use this as a platform to speak for many that are a little, I wouldn't say timid or afraid, but you've got a lot at stake, and I understand that. Me, I've already been through the ringer. Let them take another shot at me. I don't care. But I will defend your children every step of the way. And we've got members in Congress that do the same thing, such as Senator Hawley. And when he raised the question, this wasn't a high enough priority, I answered the question, well, let's go back and let's see how Attorney General Garland ends up answering.
I have not seen a memo from the District of Montana.
Not high enough priority for you?
That's not the question. I don't.
It is the question. Answer my question. Is it not a high enough priority for you when you're threatening parents with 13 different federal crimes? These aren't crimes of violence. You've testified today. You're focused on violence. That's not what your U.S. attorneys, they work for you. That's not what they're saying. You haven't seen it because it's not a high enough priority, or what?
Question of priority. No one has sent me that memo, so I haven't seen it.
What do you mean no one has sent you the memo? You run the United States Department of Justice, do you not?
There are 115,000 employees of the Department of Justice.
Indeed, and you are in charge of every one of them. And this was a sufficiently important case that you issued a memo. you, over your signature, issued a memo involving the FBI and the Department of Justice in local school boards, local school districts. Your U.S. attorneys are now threatening prosecution with 13 different crimes, but it's not a high enough priority for you. It got lost in the mix.
I'll send again. I've never seen that memo.
That's what concerns me, General Garland.
Absolutely. You should have seen it. It should concern the senator and all parents, anyone that's law-abiding. I remind you again, the original memo that Garland sent out that he insisted, no, we're not calling parents terrorists. It was sent by the National School Board Association in response to their request with the help of the White House, sent up to Biden and the White House for them to take a look at, and basically calling for federal law enforcement to respond to, quote, the growing number of threats of violence and acts of intimidation. Showing up at a school board meeting is an act of intimidation. It's violence to simply show up and say, I want to be heard. You will not gavel this meeting to an end at this point till I am heard. Well, yeah, for some school board members, that's frightening. That's intimidating. They all want to go to their safe place and get their coloring books out. There's more on this story. In fact, the capper for the story is coming up in the next segment. Now, when I say the capper, it's not going to be the result we want right now. But the framework is laid out. If you have children in school, or even if you don't, you need to be aware of what this Department of Justice, the Biden administration, has been doing to weaponize it, the FBI and others, to target you and your family until you comply, or else. Sounds like Putin dealing with his citizens, doesn't it?
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Several of my Democrat colleagues have today, just today in this hearing, multiple times have compared parents who show up at school board meetings, like Mr. Smith here, have compared them to criminal rioters. You think that's right? You think that a parent who shows up at a school board meeting, who has a complaint, who wants to voice that complaint, and maybe she doesn't use exactly the right grammar, you think they're akin to criminal rioters? Do you agree with that?
I do not, and I do not remember any senator here making that comparison.
Oh, really? These people are just like the folks who came here on January 6th and in the riot at the Capitol?
I don't think they were referring to the picture that you're showing there.
Well, I certainly would hope not, but they were referring to parents who go to school board meetings. Mr. Smith is a parent who went to a school board meeting. I'll leave it at this, General Garland. You have weaponized the FBI and the Department of Justice. Your U.S. attorneys are now collecting and cataloging all the ways that they might prosecute parents like Mr. Smith because they want to be involved in their children's education and they want to have a say in their elected officials. It's wrong. It is unprecedented, to my knowledge, in the history of this country. And I call on you to resign.
Senator Josh Hawley, calling on A.G. Garland to resign. He's not the first to do so. Back in October last year, when they were originally looking at this memo, the original memo sent out by the Attorney General's office directing the Justice Department to keep a close watch on these parents, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, said that Garland should, quote, resign in disgrace. He even called him out. Are you investigating Tony Fauci for lying to Congress? He said, a long-time rule in the Justice Department not to discuss pending investigations, potential investigations. So Garland's saying, we won't tell you what we're doing. Yet at the same time, he's more than glad to tell you that, yeah, we'll investigate parents who show up at school board meetings if someone complains about them and it's considered to be, quote, a terrorist act. Well, the terrorist act is greatly broadened here. And in fact, at that time, Senator Cotton said, you know, you won't answer simple questions, but try this one. Why is the National Security Division being included in a task force for your investigation of parents? He said, what is a National Security Division? These are the people that are supposed to be chasing jihadist Chinese spies. What's the National Security Division have to do with parents at school boards? Garland's response was, this is not again about parents at school boards. It's about threats of violence. And Senator Cotton pointed out, look, I hear that from you continuously, but the very first line of your October 4 memorandum refers to harassment and intimidation. And that's why you kowtowed to the National School Board Association when they worked with the White House to draft something to send to you and say, you need to protect our school boards. And the Attorney General then turns around and tells the FBI, get in there and check those parents out. But we're not looking at terrorists. We're not calling them terrorists. If you have an issue with your school board, I would encourage you to continue to raise the issue. And I'm not obviously trying to incite violence, but I'm trying to incite you to action on behalf of your children and others. And if at all possible for some of you, if you can run for your school board, then I would encourage you to do so. Now, not everyone can, either for time or whatever else. We have seen school boards flipped because of this in various places around the nation. That the whole school board was up for re-election, or at least enough of them that the majority swung to a more conservative view. The stuff that they've been teaching a lot of kids up to this point until it got called out was indoctrination, re-education, as they refer to it in communist countries. We're going to take you and re-educate you. But not only that, they've been using it as an opportunity to turn children against their parents. From now to just don't tell your parents that we're going to allow you to be called a different name here, a boy's name instead of your girl's name, and we'll refer to you as a gender fluid child instead of a girl. It's not right. It's wrong. And it's damaging to our kids, not just now, but into the future. Coming up, Republicans say Biden continues to remain absolutely clueless. We got to do something about it. We need to do it now.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Tell me, what American can afford to lose 1 month of your wages? Probably nobody. But that's what this Democratic policy has done. They've taken, because of inflation, more than 8.3%, which is 1 month of your wages. We can do a lot of things. Stop this runaway spending that makes inflation go up. Become energy independent. We've proven we can do that again. That lowers the price of gas. It makes better for manufacturing. It keeps more money in your pocket. You're not afraid that you can't pay your utility bills coming up in winter. And Congress can also do other things. Productivity. Instead of paying people to stay home, encourage them to go to work. Mm. The more people who are working, the supply chain solves itself from that aspect. Mm. And then secure your border. Stop killing the next generation of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. This is the equivalent of a full airline crashing every single day in our country, and this administration does nothing.
That's a pretty stark statement, isn't it? when you think about all the opioid and fentanyl deaths we have on a daily basis, equivalent to a U.S. jetliner crashing on a daily basis, that would draw attention. All these deaths just kind of being ignored, pushed through, except for the family that's directly involved. And a lot of it is traced directly to our illegal immigration, our open border policy. Those were the remarks of Congressman Kevin McCarthy, Democrat, Republican. I said Democrat. Republican from California. Oh, I should be whipped repeatedly for calling him a Democrat. Republican from California. As part of, they were presenting the pledge to America the other day, commitment to America, that he was trying to outline that we're going to do things. We're going to make things happen. This administration has let things go too far the other way. And I'll give you another example that just happened last night. Senate Democrat leadership proposed a spending package that would keep the government funded through December 16th. And of course, as usual, going to be numerous garbage spending items included. NPR reporting today, the legislation includes roughly $12 billion, that's more, for Ukraine assistance. That would bring our total spending for the country invaded by Russia now to $65 billion. It includes $1 billion to boost funding for a low-income home heating program. And also including how the government approves permits for energy production. Now, that's part of the legislation drafted by Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia. Manchin had originally been against the so-called Inflation Reduction Act when it was called Build Back Better. Remember that? And then they came up and decided to retitle it, take some money out because Manchin was not going to come on board unless they did. And apparently a deal might have been made, because it's just him and Chuck Schumer talking, that they were going to help expedite any gas and oil leases involving West Virginia, his constituents. But the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act is not going to be in reducing your inflation. We had a report earlier, and I will remind you again, that the average American, with the increase in inflation, if you've been earning no more, even if you had been earning more, you basically have lost about $4,000 in purchasing power so far this year. So far. So in response to all of this, a letter was sent out by Texas Congressman Chip Roy describing Congress's current spending habits, and I'm quoting here, as fueling rampant inflation, funding the Biden administration's radical agenda, empowering authoritarian bureaucrats at agencies like the IRS and FBI, implementing open border policies that are threatening American communities, forcing U.S. military service members out of their jobs, advancing self-destructive energy policies. Now, I made a statement. I said that Democrat leadership had proposed that spending package last night. This was last month, another Monday night, that they had done that. I'm just trying to put in context of what they're doing if you don't keep your eye on them. The letter that Chip Roy did circulate at that time was signed by 42 House Republicans, and a similar worded letter went to the GOP colleagues in the Senate. We got 14 to sign off on it. All it was to pass some kind of continuing resolution. That's where we're going with this whole thing, is that we're going to continue funding the government so we don't have to shut it down. Unfortunately, when you do decide we don't need all those politicians up there doing everything they're doing, they're wrecking us more than they're helping us. Well, unfortunately, the party that's guilty of shutting it down, they are punished simply because they're trying to hold the government accountable. But McCarthy is saying what we've heard from other Democrats. Yesterday we had Congresswoman Stefanik saying the same thing, that the Republicans are ready from day one. If you make sure that they control the House and the Senate as of this November, and of course they won't really be in office until January, now believe me, in those closing days you're going to see the Democrats the progressives push through as much as they can. Of course, a lot of it could maybe be undone as soon as the new members are seated. But if you don't vote and put them in place, you're not going to be able to do anything. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Do you want more for your money? Do you want to have a lower cost of living and be able to support you and your family in a better way? See, when you get down to the remarks that James Carville had made during the Clinton campaign, it's the money, stupid! It is the money. So, Congressman McCarthy says, we are ready to get the U.S. back on track.
On the very first day, Larry, we'll repeal those 87,000 IRS agents. Because we're here for you, not to go after you. The next thing we'll do is we have a number of bills to help us become energy independent, permitting and others. And if you care about the environment, remember this. American natural gas is more than 40% cleaner than Russian natural gas. Mm. We should supply our allies that as well. We'll make the tax cuts permanent so you know how to invest going forward. One of the drivers to inflation is not just that this Democrat Congress has spent more than any others. The regulations they added on, which cost more for the product you produce, and they're passing it on. We have the Congressional Review Act. If we're able to get the Senate as well, we can repeal a number of those regulations that has only harmed this economy, and then we can help the supply chain, help productivity, and lower inflation at the exact same time.
One of the other things Congressman McCarthy had made a point of earlier, that if you have people working, that begins to deal with your supply chain. And it does. But if you're just going to give them checks, they're going to take checks and they're going to sit home. This administration has been basically the attitude, just send the money to them. That'll make them happy. Well, it does for a period of time, but then they begin to realize, well, I'm going to need more. Is there anyone that would get a free, and I say free, and with parentheses around it and exclamation point behind it, money from the government that wouldn't want more? Well, of course. But if you get the economy going again, you will get more income. You will see prices go down. You will again have control of the budget you set at the beginning of the year that you thought you could hold your family to. Now, you might have it better than some of your neighbors and friends or relatives. You might have it worse. You might all be pretty much in the same boat. But this boat has a leak in it, and if you don't plug it, everyone's going to be swamped. On the one hand, that's, I think, many times what the progressive left wants to have happen. They want things to get so bad that you've got to rely on the government to bail you out and to come to your rescue. Which brings you back to Ronald Reagan's remarks. Some of the most frightening words for an American to hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. No, not likely. In the meantime, Joe Biden continues to live in another world when he says that you can get gasoline in some states at under $3 a gallon. Yeah, that's what he said. But I've been looking, and there's not a state one that has gasoline at under $3 a gallon. But I don't see the state-controlled media calling Biden out and calling him wrong. They just want to roll along with it. Just kind of accept what Uncle Joe said and don't make any noise over it. Well, they might. But you know, Larry Connors USA is not going that direction. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
To me, as long as we can live.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Every time I flip it on, I see it advertised, and I just can't bring myself to watch it. And I might still. Maybe you have already. I'm not judging you. But the Jeffrey Dahmer story that's on Netflix. Jeffrey Dahmer, titled Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. This is, of course, the true story of that infamous serial killer. During the late 70s and early 90s, lured at least 17 young men and boys to their deaths, engaging in dismemberment, cannibalism. You remember that was a big part of the story. And other horrendous crimes beyond that. I mean, you may think, what could be worse than eating another human being? Well, there are some. It began streaming this month. It's got a lot of audience interest, hitting number one on the streamer's most watched list around the world. But gays apparently took to social media because they got upset with Netflix because they put the show under the LGBTQ category. One TikTok user said, and again, Dahmer was picking up young men and boys and having sex with them. One TikTok user said, I know that this is technically true, but this is not the representation we're looking for. Yeah, I don't think so either. So Netflix has bowed down to the cult and removed the LGBTQ label. And yet, that clearly is what it involves, members of the LGBTQ community. That's what Dahmer was preying on. So again, don't let the facts interfere with what you want to say. Now, there's another reality that Netflix is having to deal with, and that is 1 in 4 Netflix users say they're going to ditch the app this year. Who are you going to blame? Biden. Yeah, the cost of living. And not only the cost of living in the U.S. of A, but around the world. And in Europe, they're looking at the same thing. But in the U.S., something like 18 million U.S. subscribers will vanish. That's going to create a $272 million hole in the Netflix pockets, which means those who are still on board are probably going to end up maybe paying more. But nearly 1 in 5 at least admitting they can't really afford it. The bills are going up, and 1 in 4 saying we are going to stop it at the end of the year. They're trying to hang on, some of them. Others are saying, well, they either like Amazon or other media better, or it's cheaper. Maybe that's the wording they're really looking for. During the first 2 quarters of 2022, Netflix lost $1.2 million. The first time they've had that kind of loss in a decade. Netflix is blaming increased competition, password sharing. Oh, and Russia's war with Ukraine. How did that affect? I don't have the time or the effort to try to explain that. But that's, roll it all out there, put it all out there. Not once do they apparently say Biden Build Back Better or the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act had anything to do with it. In fact, Biden continues to live in his own universe when it comes to how bad things are for you. You understand, of course, that the economy is going to hurt you, be you Democrat, Independent, or Republican. It's not just hurting Republicans, conservatives, Independents. It's hurting everyone. And often it's going to hurt the Democrats more if it involves more minority groups than the Democrats, which currently they have. But Biden is still looking for the silver lining. Or actually, I guess you should say he's looking for the $3 a gallon gasoline. And he found it. He did. You haven't found it? Well, he did. He said, and here's a quote from him from yesterday, in some few states, gasoline is below $3. It's in the low threes in other places. Huh. Have you seen $3 a gallon gasoline or around that number? The American Automobile Association says no state has an average under $3. GasBuddy.com says you're going to find the lowest price for a gallon of gas in Mississippi, $3.04. That's still not $3. It's not under it. Pardon me. But earlier in the week, Biden made another claim, which was fact-checked and corrected by the White House as inaccurate. He actually made this statement. In 41 states plus the D.C., District of Columbia, the average gasoline price is less than $2.99. Well, the White House had to come out and say that's wrong. He made a mistake. And again, Biden is demanding the gas stations lower their price. He said they're gouging you, and you need to lower the prices now. Do it now, do it now, not a month from now, do it now. He's also claiming airlines are charging too much in fees because of gas prices when they don't need to. The reality is gas prices continue to fluctuate. They've started going back up again. They may drop off again right around November. They may not. But this Biden Inflation Reduction Comedy Act is not going to bring any laughs as we continue. It's going to get harder. Got to know while we're on the air here, and you can always email me at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. Someone saying, hey, I really like your program. Well, I really like you listening and others. And I remind you of our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.